everybody. Well, this is our Monday BBS program, Creation Life Shift Healing. This is the Healing Highway, and this is the first day of the month of August, and the year is 2016. So let's do a clearing for the day here, in case we have a situation or trouble going on. So here we go. Let's do that clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, boy. Okay, and, wow. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's a little better. Let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen, and then we'll release from you a situation that you may be dealing with. So here we go. Put this energy up for your light beams, bringing in peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That feels good in your situation. Think of something that happened to you that's irritating you or something or whatever. Here we go. Releasing that energy. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we need to, let's just do a clearing for aliens that are listening here. And here we go. So releasing the aliens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So goodbye, aliens. Hasta la vista, one-way ticket out of here. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Goodbye, aliens. And hello, everyone. Welcome to the Healing Highway. This is our BBSRadio.com Station 1 Monday program, and you can check us out on the web at Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com. That is the home base for all of the healings that we'll discuss on the show, and that's where you will do all of your own healings. Once you've done your whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is the first clearing that you do before you do any of the others. And what that does is it clears out your lifetime of connection to your emotions and all the traumas and dramas that have happened to you in your life. And the sooner you do that, the better and the more at peace you are, and the more peaceful your life will be, and hopefully the better. And Ron has just energize the light being for us all for the next hour. So you can bring that up, and you can find that on creationlightship.com. On the right-hand side of the page, there's two icons beneath our radio shows, and you can click on either one of those, and that will bring peace to your space for the duration of the show. So, Ron, thanks so much for doing all those clearings, and I don't know if you want to do anything additionally. It is the first of the month, and maybe people are feeling kind of funky or heavy, or there's a lot of crap happening to them today. I don't know if you want to clear anything related to that, to the first day of a new month. It always seems like everyone's a little bit scatterbrained or something to me.
Well, we could do the moon energy. That's always something that's needed.
Oh,
so
you've been working with that too.
Yep, here we go, moon energy. Releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, so that should help you. Some people want to know, they've asked it off and on, you know, where do these aliens come from, you know? How do they come in here? Well, typically, They come in through the Galactic Federation or the Galactic something. They changed names on it because, you know, of my past shows a long time ago saying how crappy they are, and how they're not here to help us, et cetera. So they're stuck here because they were given sanctions to come in here. And there's that C word that everybody talks about. I don't get into that stuff, but, you know, you're looking at these people that are here living who are probably also from there, from those particular alien races. So people have asked me about the quarantine, what that's like, what the time-traveling soldiers are doing. So just to give you a little different way of looking at it, there is absolutely no sanctions or any of the Galactic Federation or Federation of Light or Federation Roundtable or Central Sun Aliens, any of this stuff, all this crap, they're not coming in here. The only people protecting the planet is the time-traveling soldiers. And if they get approached by these ships, these aliens, and if they get found being around here and they cross over the line, they're terminated instantly. So don't look for that Federation bullcrap to save you. There's somebody talking about light chambers out there underground. They're going to be activated. People talk about that these light chambers are coming in, you know, from the alien ships wanting to go there. So, you know, all the stuff is channeled information, probably from that sea energy. And there's also, you know, the ABC organizations giving these channelings to these people. So that's kind of what happens. I noticed that I've had a few of my short things that I talk about with the time-traveling soldiers brought up on the Internet by other people, other sites. Especially when I talked about the time-traveling soldiers and the other aliens hunting down the people who were leaving here in the stargates and the vortexes. They're not looking for people typically on the ground. It's possible they could be, but they're looking for these things and people trying to get out of here. And so I mentioned that they would also, as I was told by them, that they're going to be looking for the DNA of these people and hunting that down too. So but that went out on the Internet. I think I did that particular talk about, I think it was April 20th and 21st, something like that. My friend Ed McKay put it up on Rumor Mill News. We had, I think, about 3,300 hits on it, which is a phenomenal amount of hits. Naturally, because of all these agents looking and these other people having websites out there searching for information, you know, they're you know, like I said, they're used by the different organizations that we don't really talk about too much. And they may have 100 people searching all these channelings to bring out information to put on their websites. So I can tell you that the Federation or whatever they are, those aliens that are corrupting us here, causing us to suffer, because if they're there, they know about our suffering. They may say, well, it'll change someday. So all of those aliens out there are corruptible, and they are corrupted, and they're corrupting us and causing us physical harm. They're no longer allowed to come in here. People that are here are here, you know, living, the few that's left, because most of the population is replaced by clones as they got abducted out of here in 2013. I mean, 2012, you know, January 2013 was the day of the brand new alien timeline that they brought in here. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that because I had people ask me about different situations and about how they hear these channelings of BS on the Internet from whoever they're channeling. And they just get a hodgepodge of whatever they can find and put out on their own websites. And there's many of these websites doing this. So don't look outside of yourself for something to save you, to help you. It doesn't exist. And only thing you have is your own spirit. If we didn't have the time-traveling soldiers protecting the planet now, this planet would not be here. It would be overrun by aliens, and you'd all be probably in, strapped onto tables being dissected and eaten. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, wow. That's there is really a lot of misinformation out there. And I think a lot of people really have their eyes opened when they come to see you at the expos. And I think it's kind of hard for, like, a lot of people to get, because it seems to me like a lot of people like being hooked up to this stuff, And I don't know if it gives them an identity or if it gives them, you know, something to look forward to in their lives, or they like going outside of their cells, or they just don't know any better. And a lot of the times it's not even that. It's just somebody told them this, and unfortunately they, you know, bought into it. And we've all been there. That's why when you find out what Ron's talking about and the information he's presenting is the truth and it is factual, people are kind of like, wow, I had no idea. And they start doing clearings and they start getting this junk off of them and getting back their spirit energy, and they feel so much better. And I think if you have been doing the clearings yourself for a while, you really do not want to go outside of yourself for anything. And you really do disconnect from all of these dark side energies that have been affecting your life negatively. And I think everybody gets to a point, Ron, where they start to wonder, how did it get to this point, or where did I go wrong? And just remember, it's never you. It's always them. So you have to get that out of your life. And that's important to do by doing all the wonderful clearings and healings that Ron offers. And I guess we should get to some listener questions here, Ron. Somebody was asking about regarding the New Earth transport. And they're wondering if they have done a lot of emotional and mental clearings in the specific incident box. They're wondering if they can upload 20 at a time, or do they have to do them all individually? And thank you for being there. Any thoughts on that, Ron?
Yeah, I'm looking here. The Okay, the first thing is, why do you do that clearing? Okay, so we'll back up on this here. So why is that clearing even on the website?
The New Earth Transport.
I did a clearing, I feel great. What do I need to also enter in my clearing somewhere else that we call the Earth Transport Clearing? Well, the reason is, you can still be abducted, and the light doesn't even know that you're here. So the light doesn't know that you're here because ascension time hasn't begun. So when ascension time happens, it'd be like a blink of an eye, and the light will look for light because it turns off its energy and finds your little sparks. It's like kind of having you know, in a room with a bunch of candles. So you're a bunch of candles in a room, and the room is really bright. And, you know, with the candles. Plus, you also have a big spotlight over you. All of a sudden, the spotlight gets turned off, which is the source energy turning it off, but you're still lit up. So the light can find you. Now, what happens if the aliens take you out of here during that process? Because they're in control of time, and they take all those little candles, which would be different people, out of here. It'll look here where this coordinate is and say, yeah, nothing's here. There's no light. So then what happens to you? Now you're on a dark side planet. And how long are you going to live there? You're never going to find light again because you lost it. So I put that clearing up so that people would be able to regain their energy when they have the clearing. So each time you have a clearing, you're getting more of your spirit back to you. And also, that energy is brought into the Earth transport. So you're sort of like making your body over again. So it's mimicking you. So, you know, doing 20 clearings at once, if it's an emotional clearing, you don't know, you know, you could put 20 in, but I would probably do them one at a time. Why would you want to do them one at a time? Well, what if the emotion is stored in your little toe that you cleared out of you, that information, and your spirit abandoned that area? So that's, I can't live here. There's darkness here. This person thought of doing something. Remember, all thoughts are created and cause energies, and all of a sudden, the creation energy of darkness is now in your little toe, and your spirit left it. So, automatically, what if you did one on your finger, one on your toe, one in your eye, and you didn't know that those actually were where things were stored? Well, that's one way to look at it. So, if you wanted to take away darkness out of your little toe, you could do an emotional clearing, we'll say, if you have the unlimited on your little toe. That's perfectly fine. And now you have your energy in your toe. This is what people, you know, ask about. Gee, I have a problem in my body. How do I address that? Well, you have to find the spot, the location. That's what we tell you all the time. They do clearings on the light shift, which is what we do on our different calls that we have. You need to specify where your problem is. You just can't say, oh, fix me. The light's going to look at you and say, fix you. This is your creation. What do we fix? You're perfect.
Right.
And I'm in misery. You know, I have a sore toe. Oh, you have a sore toe? Well, you created that. You should love having a sore toe. This is the perfect of a sore toe. And you go, yeah, but I don't like it. And you go, okay, well, then, you know, we can change your blueprint to go back in time and take that energy out, which is darkness, that you brought in there because you thought about it. You created it. Okay, this is your creation. You don't like it any longer? You go, yeah, okay. Then they put in peace back in there. It was peaceful before you thought of something and you got contaminated. So I would personally do one at a time because you don't know where that energy is going to. So hopefully you must understand that clearing is to help you. Some people like to try to take shortcuts. Well, that's fine, but it may not work. So just do them one at a time. I understand that it's complicated, you know, and there could be a problem there, but you're saving yourself. That's the only thing you're going to have after ascension happens for the light to find you, okay? Because if you get taken into the dark side universe, they're never going to find you. You now take a claim to that, and that's connected to you. That's your energetic cording to you and your body if they take you into the darkness. That's, you know, one way to talk about it. I'm not 100% correct on what I'm telling you there, but just kind of think of it that way. You know, this is your safe deposit box. This is where you are, and you're putting your spirit and stuff into that location on the Earth Transport clearing. So and I only put that out because I realize, gee, people are having these clearings. What if the darkness takes them sideways, just like in the time of Jesus? And so at that time, the planet got recreated again. This time it's not. This place is not going to be here as of this moment that I'm talking. And if it's not going to be here, then where's the people going to go to at that point? They're just going to go to a clone planet, which people visit all the time anyway by not being in the now.
Gosh.
So if you're not in the now, you're already on these planets. You know, so, you know, is it going to be any different than your life? You say, man, my life is crappy today. I'm having all these difficulties. Well, if you're not in the now, you know, then things can happen. Okay? So typically, the now is your only safeguard to eliminate stuff. And it's difficult because you could have things happening beyond your control around you, and you just need to start switching timelines, figure out what's going on in your life and why that's happening. So it gets to be kind of, in a sense, complicated, and it gets to be frustrating because you're doing clearings and things still could be happening to you, but that's, you know, maybe from your past reality. And, you know, if you were in the past, and if you were in the now for, like, say, a couple of years living, you wouldn't have anything happening to you, typically, because your track record is that the aliens aren't going to want you. So anyway, the Earth Transport Clarion is free. You buy it one time for a penny, I think, just to get logged in, and then from there you keep using it. So I will just put it in one at a time, because you don't know, you know, nobody's going to read it, okay? And go, oh, we got to see what this person is doing. What's their past history? What's this? What's that? So you're specifying where this energy was corrupted as you did your emotional clearing. So what's the emotional clearing? It's just, you know, my neighbor's cat got run over by a car, you know, or something. And, you know, I'm really distressed, and the owner was distressed, and I love that cat, but that's an emotional issue. So at that point, where did it get stored? So you put that in there, and the light beings can find it. Put it in to say, oh, I got all these emotional issues the last 3 weeks. I did these clearings, put them away. No. You know, you have to be specific of what's going on. So I would not, if you did 20 the same issue, then you just put the issue in, and maybe you did four energetic bodies with the same issue, and just say you did these clearings. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow, Ron. Thanks for that explanation of that, and it was so illuminating to hear you talk about that. Also, I wanted to mention that Ron, the calls that Ron mentioned, he does several times a week, and he also does special eight-hour healing intensives. And also on Saturdays on BBS, he does take people up to the light ship so you can sample what that feels like. If you like that, and I'm sure you will, as everyone likes being in peace and being in the now and getting all the wonderful healings from the light beings, that's a great way to understand how the calls work. I actually did have a question, Ron. Somebody was on one of the, I guess, one of the weekly calls, and they were wondering what you mean when you say another one of your choice.
Hmm.
I
well,
guess
you're,
when you're
select-
doing the rooms
yeah.
or?
Yeah, you're selecting maybe a room, possibly, or you're selecting a physical condition that you're dealing with.
Okay.
Either way,
and the room is whatever comes to your mind. So it could be like the whale room or the seal room or the hot tub room or whatever room.
And like tomorrow, which is Tuesday, we have the energetic cord release call. These are the cording attachments to you. As people think of you, you know, let's just say that you, for instance, you changed just for maybe a party situation, we'll just say hypothetically, and you have brown hair, and you said, man, I want to make my hair, you know, all different colors just to be, you know, looking different for this party. So you make your hair all different colors. So right away, everybody will see you, and they'll see your face, and then take a double look at you and say, wow, what happened to your hair, you know, or that looks cool, or it looks awful, whatever, makes no difference. But right away, You're a target. And so being a target, they're looking at you and trying to figure out what you did, if they like it or not, and they're courting you. So all of a sudden, if you go to a party and there's 50 people there, you got 50 people courting your hair. That's for the first time. So what if somebody else says, geez, you look at that hair over there, the back of their head, they got this big splotch of green up there. It doesn't match the rest. So now they start looking at your hair from behind you, and now you got another bunch of 50 cords on you because they're all telling everybody else to look at you. So now you change your hair color back to the way it was or whatever. Well, are those cords there? Yeah, your poor hair is being corded and suffocated. They're stealing your energy off of you.
Then so, Ron, are you saying when we go out we should wear a wig and a disguise?
Yeah, that would be great, yeah. Yeah.
So if we're photographed, no one will know it's us, too. And people, you know, it's funny. They put stuff on Facebook and you don't even know about it. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, hey, wait a minute, that's me. And I don't even have a Facebook or whatever, you know. So I guess wear a disguise and wear a wig when you go out.
Yeah, because that cording is psychic attacks. That's dark side practitioner stuff. Are they thinking?
I hear you.
If they think of anything about your hair, they're projecting energy to you. And then their thoughts are going into your body, into your hair. Okay? Aliens are probably going there, too, because now you just gave them their little highway to connect through your energetic cordings as you're looking at them. You know? Now we'll go a step further. So we all know about shapeshifters. We know about people with cameras in their eyes. Okay, because I do that at Expo. They take them out of people's eyes. They go, wow, I can see better. You know, I don't know what they think when they walk out of the presentation that I have, but when they're in there, you know, I do remove them. And now let's just say that a person has cameras in their eyes, and that where's that going to now? Because now they're focusing on your hair. And who's looking at the monitor screen? Where's it going? What alien race now has you hooked up? So, I'll just stop it there. But we do have a call coming up Saturday. It's the vortex clearing. We're taking vortexes off your physical body. It's 11 a.m. California time, Pacific time. It's $30, and we'll have some fun and make you feel better by getting rid of these alien vortexes that are connecting to you that you probably knew nothing about. And it's like an energetic cording, but it's worse. And we're sending out an email on our email list here if anybody want to check that maybe in a few or so. And it's on there with a link, I believe, to just click on it. So anyway, that's what happened. And if you're concerned about the Galactic Federation, I do have a Galactic Federation clearing for people. You know, we could, I have no clue. Maybe somebody could check, I don't know if it's a whole lifetime clearing or not, but we do have one for those aliens that are, you know, causing harm to everybody. Remember, they have to come in here somehow. And the Galactic Federation is the clearinghouse, and they're supposed to be protecting our planet, you know, not like the police force out there, and we know how good they've done. You know, any kind of suffering here is because they're allowing it and causing it, which makes perfectly good sense because you must realize that, you know, that they're the overseers here. That's why they're not no longer allowed to come here any longer onto this earth plane. So, you know, they could probably attach to, you know, the parallel lives that people have and stuff, but hopefully they'll be taken out also, and we won't have to deal with those energies. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, wow, Ron. So much information and so much wonderful information for us all. And that's really great. I hope people are listening and really absorbing this. And as always, there's always so much information here on the weekly radio shows. And it's also available on all of the wonderfully archived BBS archives on our BBS radio homepage. You can access them if you've missed during the week, you've maybe missed the show or you haven't been able to catch them. You can always catch the archives, and according to Ron, usually the healings will work up to 3 times unless otherwise specified, except for the live on the Lightship Saturday show. You will only feel the peace energy. You will not actually be taken up to the Lightship. And also, I should mention, we haven't mentioned this in a long time, but if you want to listen in, by phone, you can also do that by dialing 605-475-1600. That's to listen in only. Maybe if you're in the car and you can't get to your computer and listen online, you can also do it that way and still get the healings. Maybe you're on your way home from work or otherwise, you know, can't get to a computer. So that number again for the BBS radio show to listen in by phone only is 605-475-1600. And there's also an alternative number, which is 716-748-0150, 716-748-0150. And you can also find those under the Station 1 button of our bbsradio.com/creationlightshiphealings homepage. So be sure to check that out. And yes, Ron, thanks for...
And I believe you have to type or press 1 or 2 for Station 1 or Station 2 on one
yes.
of those lines, I believe. So
yes, and you'll only get, obviously, you'll only get us live when we're airing on Station 1 by pressing the Station 1 button. I also wanted to say that you, we were talking about the New Earth Transport. You can also locate the PIN and, the password and username under the Reminder tab, along with the description of the Creation Lightship chat welcome page. And you can find that by going to creationlightship.com. And when the show is live, there is a chat link at the top of the page, and I believe it is working now. I'm just double-checking. Yes, it takes you to our BBS homepage, and then the link on that will take you directly to our Creation Lightship, or CLS chat. So you can find that information there. Okay, so Ron, a very interesting question came in, And we had actually wanted to talk about this on the show tonight. So thank you so much, listeners, for all of your questions and testimonials that you send. And this person's asking about the spirit barcode removal, Ron, and they're wondering, hi, Ron, are you saying that it doesn't matter if I've done the spirit barcode removal, I can still be taken sideways?
No. If you do that, spirit barcode clearing, the light has you automatically.
Okay, great.
So that's, you know, that's the clearing that you should really have, is that one, so that you are definitely found. What happens when you use the earth transport? Okay, let's just say, well, first of all, let's just start from the get-go here. Okay, when you first came to this planet, you hopefully were 100% of what you of your spirit energy. So we'll just assume that, okay? And through all of your lifetimes here, each lifetime you lose part of your spirit energy in the darkness. You must know that already. And so at this point, I would say that most people on the planet are less than 1% whole with their spirit energy. Now, as you live this life, you start losing less than that. So we'll say this lifetime you're at 1%. Where's the other 99%? Well, it's in darkness. Can the light find that 99%? It might find a few percent, maybe, I don't know, by accident, if it goes in that darkness and sees light there, and it can snatch you from the darkness, it'll just see light and grab it, okay? But here, you know, if they put you into a timeline that's way in the beyond, the light's not going to go way into the beyond. It's just looking for light instantly. So what happens is, we'll say that through your lifetime, now you're down to 0.2%. Because you think a lot, you read a lot of books, you've been hooked up to the Galactic Federation clearings and healings that they put out, and all the chanting and the meditations and everything else that is New Age, okay? Remember, the New Age was brought forth by these alphabetical soup agencies to get people connected so that they can look outside themselves for some kind of hope. So automatically what happens is you're now losing your spirit energy. So once you lose that, are you going to be able to get it back? Well, that's hard to say. But you did a lot of reading, and then you finally find what I'm talking about, and it takes you about 6 programs to go, yeah, I don't know, it doesn't go along with what I was taught. You know, I'm channeling Futon or you know, whoever, Ascended Master Gabriel or Michael, or, you know, I've been through all this stuff, and I got those guys by their pant leg, you know. And then you find out that, yeah, these are light of the darkness energies. You go, holy crap, I mean, I've been living my life for 20 years, maybe 50 years reading about all this stuff and how we're all going to be saved and all having their life with me. And I got all these posters in my room, and I got, you know, the different pictures of them, and I pray to them daily for help. Remember, there's, tons of these Eastern Indian gods out there, and who knows what it's going to be, you know? You know, most people with Christianity think they're just praying to Jesus, so they go, oh, I pray to God. Well, what's going to come to you? You know, light doesn't come to you whatsoever. It doesn't exist in your reality. You already have light with you. You're not going to go and bring in more light. And if you could bring in more light, the light would see you as darkness and terminate you. That's what the time-traveling soldiers are doing. They're looking for darkness, looking for these aliens that don't contain light, and they terminate them because they're trying to take away your free will, free choice. That's why the Galactics are not very powerful any longer, but they still talk a good line, and they have wonderful-looking websites, a lot of these people. So from there, what happens is you're down to your 0.2%. Now, when you do a clearing, what happens? You do a clearing and you put your clearing into that earth transport, okay? Automatically, you start to grow because you're taking away darkness out of you. You came into 1%, you gathered, 80% darkness, and now when you do a clearing, you start regaining that energy back to you by putting it into that earth transport clearing, and now you start to become more whole again, and you may be able to reach that 1% what you had when you came in here for your incarnation this time. So that's the difference. So if you just only did the clearing, that would be the spirit barcode, you would be recognized by your spirit being here at whatever percentage it would be at ascension. Maybe it's down to 0.001%. Well, light would find you with your 0.001% of your spirit if you didn't do any clearings. Now, would you start doing more clearings? Then you're kicking out the darkness out of your body temple, and you're bringing in your spirit energy. Your spirit could be on the outside of you. Where did it go? If the darkness didn't take it all the way, maybe it can find its way back to you, possibly. Maybe you go onto a timeline and you go, hey, I'm on that timeline. I'm on it like 500 times. I'm in the same timeline. I'm in the fear timeline. And there I am over there. And you do that clearing, and now maybe you're regaining 50 more parts of you or 500 more parts. Because you're doing a clearing to help yourself for that one issue, but you could be on that gigantic fear timeline. So you start benefiting by it. And so that's why you do the earth transport clearing, to regain yourself and to bring more spirit energy that you have lost in this lifetime. The next question could be, well, Ron, what if, there's a timeline out there that I'm crashing in, it was in the year 500 AD. Will that bring back my spirit energy? Yeah, your spirit is unique. Your spirit is just you, and you could find it, possibly going back in time by doing a timeline crash on an issue. And we do this all the time on the programs. We say, what happened to people, this is a heavy day, like today it was heavy, we'll say.
Yeah.
Or over the weekend it was heavy. Well, what's going on, Normally the heavy days are like the 20th and 21st of each month. Because that's, those days kind of relate to the solstice and different energies, And, if I think about here in the U.S., that's the inauguration day, I believe, in January, January 20th. That's a 20th date, The other one could be 11th. We heard about 9/11. But anyway, basically, each one of those numbers means something to the darkness because they created it. And they go by these particular energies. And the energies that they go by is how they pool their energies together to make a change here. And it could be good or bad. But you're not asked if you want to participate because you're the player in it anyway. You're already in the game and on the game board. So that's why you want to do the spirit barcode to get out of here. And it will take you out, whatever you have, left over in this lifetime. It will take that. But if you do the earth transport, and that's also being recognized, and that may be all that you brought in this lifetime. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and Ron, the spirit barcode removal is done so that you can be prepared for when ascension happens. When you do that clearing, you are quarantined until the time of ascension, isn't that correct? And that kind of ensures that you will not reincarnate here on this planet. And if you don't do that, then you won't be able to choose a planet, or you won't be in quarantine until ascension time.
So you do the spirit barcode, and we'll say ascension is in 20 years, right? We'll just put a number out. And your natal chart has you dying, in 5 years from now. So all of a sudden, you die in 5 years. Automatically, you're put into quarantine. And then when ascension time does occur, we'll just say it's 20 years. I'm not saying that's true or not, but picking a number here. Then automatically, you're held in stasis. Okay? You're not ever going to reincarnate again. Now, if you don't do that spirit barcode, or this is for yourself, okay? Because you may be the only one, working on the website, okay? And so if you don't do that, when you kick the bucket, maybe nobody's going to know that you left, And you're going, oh, man, I hope they can do that clearing for me, But anyway, aside from that, that'll prevent you from reincarnating. Now, what happens is you have a friend now that no longer is living or just died or is going to die. So you do the deceased loved one clearing. And that clearing will take their spirit and put it into quarantine also. So that's because you're acting on somebody else's behalf to help them out. And like I normally tell people, the darkness will probably get you within 2 to 3 weeks, you know, after the person, you know, is no longer living. So, you know, typically after a month, it's probably going to be hopeless. Don't even, you know, you got to get them, you know, as soon as you can. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I just wanted to also read a little bit here about the spirit barcode removal and just tell everybody a little bit more about it. That is on the website, and it is actually one of the recommended healings in the drop-down box on the left-hand side of creationlightship.com. You can find it there. That's how important it is, and that's how important it is to do it, because it removes the barcode that keeps people reincarnating on the planet Earth and keeps them connected to their Earth soul family. The barcode is not connected to Earth's gridline system, and this removal will take approximately 10 hours. On the healing page, there are 4 radio buttons consisting of step 1, body disconnection, step 2, mind-to-body disconnection, step 3, mind-to-spirit disconnection, and step 4, spirit integration. Perform the steps in the same order indicated on the healing page, and it's definitely worth the money for the amount of clearing and also the thoroughness of the clearing. It is $100 and $50 for the unlimited if you wish to add that as an option. And also, I'll just mention here, since it was mentioned in the description here, Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about the Earth courting gridline clearing? And should people do this in conjunction with doing the spirit barcode? That is a whole lifetime clearing, so it is, I guess, $5 per year times your age.
That's clearing the grid lines, the ley lines. We'll just say that they are the same. They're not, but they are, because the aliens are using the Earth's energy, which would be the ley line. Okay, that's a natural occurrence on the Earth with energies coming up through the Earth. So that's natural. The grid lines is the map that the aliens did to connect people into darkness to run cordings up to their bodies and give them programs maybe through their feet and stuff. Okay, that clearing is good if you feel your body's being stuck, you can't move out of a location. Maybe you have a job offer, you know, 10 miles away, and you go, man, I can't leave my town, you know, or I like my house too much. Well, they're keeping you there to prevent you from having your own free will, free choice. So that clearing is very good to get rid of that stuff. Remember, all these things that you're looking at, all of these situations are here from the Galactic Federation or the Galactics, whatever word you want to use there, the alien, unwanted universal travelers, but all the ones that are out there, especially the ones that are running channels now trying to tell people about the new Earth is happening, and, you know, they talk about the global financial reset and everything else. They're all getting all this information, you know, from these different organizations, probably from the aliens that are controlling them and, you know, telling people what to do. And actually, when you start hearing something that's great going to happen and you get really excited and you're reading all this information or you're being talked to by somebody as they're doing their channeling. Remember, the channeling is 100% darkness. The light doesn't channel. So your 100% darkness channeling that sounds wonderful is hooking you up with those keywords. And now you're getting even further down the rat hole. So that's the whole process. Will those things sound wonderful and great? Yes. Can they do healing? Well, of course they can. The darkness gave you your condition, and they can take it away faster than the light can a lot of times, but the light always wins. But the light will never come to you. It doesn't channel to you. It doesn't come into your realm, because if it did, it would destroy you. it would see you as darkness, and you can't go to light. So the clearings are set up to be, you know, a way that you can have a clearing with your spirit running the light through your spirit to you. That's the way the clearings work. If you don't have a spirit, then you will never have a clearing. So, back to you.
Yeah, wow, and thanks for the explanation, Ron, of that too. And also, we got a comment and response from somebody who was talking about the spirit barcode, and they said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I utilize the storage feature relentlessly. Thank you both for all you do. And I guess what they mean by storage feature is the new Earth transport. So that's great to know. And thanks for sending that testimonial in. Somebody also wrote in saying that they have a recommendation or a testimonial, and they felt such a relief, almost as good as a dark side practitioner. And I guess they had done the Whole Life Galactic Federation affiliation disconnection. And they said they felt such a relief, almost as good as a dark side practitioner. They are the organization for them. In the dark side practitioner, we had to repeat the clearing 4 times as it was heavy duty, so you can imagine how deep it goes.
Yep, they have everybody hogtied here. that's the whole thing, you know. And you can look at all the different alien faces in the clouds and stuff. You know, they're there.
They are. Yeah, I have seen that, Ron. I know exactly what you're describing.
Yeah. Just look at a tornado or hurricane, anything that's devastation. Fires that come up, explosions, you know. Look at war footage where bombs explode, and you're going to see those aliens in there. That's their full body form because that debris, the smoke, whatever gets on them. And you go, wow, I guess I'm really not alone here. This thing is like, you know, 1,000 foot long, you know, and it doesn't look happy to me. It has teeth and it's growling at me, or growling at people. You know, you actually see this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where all these things come from, you know. They all come from the alien, you know, which we can just say it's the Galactic Federation, not the Federation of Light. You know, they change it all the time because when I first started talking about this years and years ago, they didn't like it. So then they had to coin some new words for it. I don't know what they have now. They created the central sun energy, back then, you know, so it kind of separates everything out, like you're from the central sun and this is here to help you, and the aliens are here. So all this stuff is, all that you have is yourself. And your spirit is with you, it's source energy, and that's what you have. Anything outside of yourself that you use to get information from or try to have something outside of yourself save you other than your spirit, you're stuck. And your spirit, if it was so powerful, it would fix you instantly. You wouldn't have your condition. And so I hear these practitioners telling everybody how powerful and how effective their spirits are and how wonderful they are, and people are, like, mesmerized hearing somebody talking. And then if you ask them, well, how come your spirit leaves your body when you have pain? When you need it the most, it's gone. They probably wouldn't know how to answer that, you know, because your spirit's supposed to be so wonderful. If you were probably 100% spirit, like what you had when you first came here on this planet eons ago, there's no way to know how you got here, typically, but you're here. Your spirit could probably overcome quite a bit. It would be true light. But because of, these people, the overseers of the planet, you will call it, in our quadrant anyway, they allowed the other alien forces to come in here to cause devastation and to take away the light. That's what they're doing. They're stealing light from the planet. So, that's it in a nutshell. Back to you.
Wow, Ron, this is such a great show. I can't believe we only have 10 minutes left and still so many questions. So, I just wanted to also say, I think this was part of the question that I just read, and it is a continuation about the Whole Life Galactic Federation affiliation disconnection. And this person wrote that many years ago, I was told I was part of that group, so I was happy to get that clearing and the unlimited version. What a relief. Looking forward to doing the shackle and vortex in specific incident box you gave us permission to do on any whole lifetime unlimited clearings. I also got the organization, affiliation, disconnect for other earthly groups. Wow, this person's on the ball. That's great.
Wonderful. So.
And somebody also mentioned that the Galactic Federation clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. You can also go back into the generations for that one.
What kind of clearing can we do?
Maybe we could do a clearing for, like, if people are feeling heavy, maybe we could, like, bring some light, lightness into them.
Okay, so you got to think of why you're heavy, okay? Well, I would think if you're listening to the program and you got all those afters on your wall, you know, and you have all these mantras and all these meditations on CDs and all these expo speakers that you've been listening to about how wonderful they are with light energy and doing their mojo on you, I would think you'd probably feel probably pretty upset and betrayed. Maybe you betrayed yourself, which you actually did. You didn't listen to your spirit. So I'll do a betrayal clearing.
Great.
For everybody. So here we go. And you don't always know what you don't know, but, you know, that's the way it is. So here we go. So betrayal clearing. So think of an issue, I'll do five issues for you because we have a few minutes here. So first issue, think of that, whatever it is, releasing that from you. I can get that one program out of you. That's what we talk about is alien programs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Number two program. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Number three program. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And four program. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Here we go. And the next one here, this one feels pretty heavy for some people. So I'll count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. So if you're hearing this program and you're upset because you're a Galactic Federation groupie, just know that your life has sucked in the past because they're not helping you. So if you have a wonderful life and you really enjoy every day of your life, and you don't have financial stress, you don't have physical body problems, and life is wonderful and great for you, you don't have any emotional upsets when you see things happening to you or other people, you know, then you know that, you know, that's great. But most people don't have that. You have a life of hell here. This is a prison planet because the Galactic Federation made it into that. So you got stuck here. The song Hotel California, and just listen to that. It has a good meaning to it. So, let's do a mind-to-heart drop for everybody. And you may want to do this after the program, too. Maybe I push too many buttons for people. But here we go. Mind-to-heart drop, so command in your spirit out loud and to take the thoughts inside of your head. So we'll do that. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Stay heart-centered. Do it once every hour. Set your timer. So you can do mind to heart drop and become peaceful. Remember, when you're not peaceful, the aliens have you. Because they look for people who aren't peaceful, who are in emotion. So thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, listeners. Bye, everyone.